The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. An anonymous email of the day. I wanted to get to this on Friday, just did not have time, so better late than never. An email of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. It's right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, and it is just a great place. While you wait, crowns. They do implants, do it all. They're all sorts of things. Get your appointment at centralpointfamilydentistry.com, okay? In fact, I'm going to be going in and finishing my implant here in a couple of weeks. So that's my dog in the fight. Can't wait. Had this hole in my jaw now for the last couple of months waiting for the implant little thing to heal. But enough about my problems, okay? Anonymous writes this morning, Bill, you were talking about the Strong Cities Network or the Strong Towns Network. You may hear this. The Downtown Medford Association, by the way, is going to be having a Zoom meeting on this, and they're talking about the failure of the suburban experiment. In other words, you losers that actually like living in the suburban areas, don't understand the goodness waiting for you in your 15-minute climate-friendly, equitable community. That's my opinion, right? They want to force everybody into the habit trails. But anyway, the anonymous says, a little history on this one. The Strong Towns or Strong Cities Network came to be during Obama's reign. Loretta Lynch signed us onto it. It is to deter violence in the eventual collapse of the police. Blue helmets will replace our regular law enforcement officers. It all comes with the 15-minute cities and all part of the destruction of America as we know it. Looks like they are moving ahead with their plans as Medford is on their horizon. I'm shocked at how rapidly our valley is being sucked up by this communist vacuum. And, you know, something I would pose a question to the Downtown Medford Association. Why are you engaging with this network? Is this what you want for Downtown Medford? I think it's a reasonable question. And if you know anybody that's in the Downtown Medford Association, you might want to ask them, why are you supporting this agenda? Something to think about. All right. Thinking is what we do best around here and talking about it. Join the conversation here. Next, we're going to have Dr. Dennis Powers joining the conversation where past meets present. We talk about some local history and we'll kick around some of the news here, too. And that's after the Kim Komando update. And that's next.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
It's home show season. The next one for Johnson Builders will be Southern Oregon Home Show at the Jackson County Expo in early May. But you don't have to wait to get low home show pricing right now for any building you need. From a small shop to a huge riding area, residential or commercial, Johnson Builders is the leading authority on post and frame construction in the region. So get a quote on your project and take advantage of special home show pricing. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
If your tools and equipment are rolling around in your pickup bed and trailer, Two Dogs Fabricating will get you organized with racks, hooks, hangers, baskets, and sleeves. Two Dogs provides whatever you need to be efficient and ready when you roll up on a job site. And if you're looking for a unique work bed or trailer, sketch it on a napkin and bring it in. Just a little direction and you'll say, that's exactly what I was thinking. Two Dogs Fabricating, a working man's best friend. Oh, besides your dog, of course. On Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
What if you've traveled hundreds of miles to see today's solar eclipse, and when you get there, it's cloudy? Or what if, like most of us, you're just not in a position to see it all in its glory? Well, you're in luck. Like everything else, the eclipse is streaming, and it's free. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates quickly at linkedin.com/Kim. Of course, all the news channels will cover the eclipse. It's a big deal. But they're going to cut away often for other news and commercials. To see it uninterrupted with no irritating network news host commentary, watch NASA's live stream with multiple solar telescopes across the continent. It begins at 1 p.m. Eastern and ends at 4 p.m. Eastern. And because solar activity is at an 11-year high, this eclipse will be even more stunning than the one in 2017. You can find the free stream today easily at youtube.com or at nasa.gov. Join a 500,000 folks who get my free newsletter at getkim.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Every Monday, we like to kick it around with Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law at Southern Oregon University. And, of course, pretty soon, I guess, having a law degree, well, I guess what? Is it going to be like a little certificate if you know the law rather than passing the bar in Oregon? Is that right, Dennis? Welcome back to the show. Oh, great to have you on.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Bill. I mean, this is, again, another one of the first from Biden land in the whole country where for diversity, equity, and inclusion reasons, DEI reasons, the state has a law that will take effect in May of this year that, my friend, law graduates don't need to take a bar exam. It is a, quote, supervised practice portfolio exam. Mm. And what it is it's just a boondoggle because the way that now a person can be licensed to practice law is they need to have 675 hours of paid legal work, which I know that Soros is going to love. You have to give examples of legal writing and two client interviews, or, you know, in terms of before the examining committee. And of course, what this means is that every DEI person that's coming in there is going to be free to go ahead and practice law, which means that the lawsuits are going to flourish, especially in terms of the Biden agenda.
Yeah, but I would ask here, now you, of course, you passed the bar three times, right? Three different bar exams
right,
that you passed
three
here.
Times.
Ultimately, though, I will remind you, DEI, when you're talking about DEI people not having to pass the law or the bar, they don't have to pass the bar exam. Essentially, they didn't earn it. Once again, they didn't earn it, but they're going to be practicing, right?
Well, I think what's going to happen is that I've seen a real decline in civility, you know, over the last decades. If we go back to Obama and his regime, he brought up two major principles. One is that if you want to do something, just enact the law and then argue it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing that Obama is really known for is that you can go ahead and get what you want because it's just a PR issue if it doesn't work out.
Well, what does this mean, essentially? What does this mean in the real world here, Doctor? Dr. Dennis Powers, of course, retired professor of business law, who passed the bar exam three times. So, in other words, he actually knows his stuff. What does this actually mean now that the state of Oregon will not require passing the bar in order to practice law? What does that mean?
I'll give you an example. A good friend of mine who was the legal counsel for the Department of the Army, some years ago, was famous in California because he appeared in a courtroom, wasn't prepared at all, and he just said, "Your Honor, don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about." In other words, you're not going to have decisions made as much on the law as you're going to have, because they're just not going to know it.
So you're saying, is it, in other words, look for more theatrics in courtrooms rather than actual arguing the points of the law?
Well, yes, and also more politicization of it.
All right. Does the
loss of control.
Okay, does the Oregon law, which it says that you are no longer required to pass the bar to practice law as a lawyer, you know, in the state of Oregon.
Oh, you pass the bar, but you don't have to take a written exam.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so I misunderstood it. So you do have to pass the bar, but you don't take a written exam?
Well, in place of the way it was done before, my friend, is that they have to do some 675 hours of paid legal work, which is easy.
Okay, so, all right, I want to be clear. So you still have to pass the bar, right?
Oh, yeah. But you see, when you have bar examiners, and it's not going to be, it's going to be a more of it won't be a statutized regulatory situation of rules that apply universally to everyone.
All right, so they don't have to do the written exam at this point. What do they talk to text? You know, do you text message your league? I'm kidding. I'm just wondering, you know, this sounds like something which is certainly not going to raise the bar or the standard for attorneys. Would that be fair to say?
It's going to totally reduce and lower the bar for attorney conduct. It's going to lower the bar precipitously in terms of knowledge, in terms of if you're in court, there are numbers of rules that are there that are to protect against bias. It is just what Soros and Obama would like, and that's why we're, again, like so many other things that are really silly and stupid, will be the only state in the union. There's one or two that are experimenting, like Minnesota. But the thing is the fact that as long as you go ahead and lower requirements for people based on DEI, it's not based on professionalism. It's based on political objectives.
Okay, now let me ask here. This change about diversity, equity, and inclusion in the attorney's world, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Does this mean that everybody except Whitey has a lower standard? Does Whitey still have to do it? You see what I'm getting at? You know, how so often?
It will apply to law graduates do not need to take a bar exam.
Okay.
And that, you know,
but wait a minute. You told me that you do have to take the bar or pass the bar.
Oh yeah, but you see, we got to, my friend.
I'm confused here. I'm sorry. Let's start right from the beginning, please.
Okay, a bar to become a member of the legal profession in Oregon, mm-hmm. you have to become a member of the bar.
All right,
a member, and the way that you do it used to be. Basically, they would interview you based on your moral character. At least you're supposed to disclose it. And you would take a a two-and-a-half-day exam on all subjects. And you could go ahead and option out of a couple if you wanted to. But it was an arduous type of experience. But it really forced you to bone up on what is legal and evidence. What is the thing that you need to say if you think evidence is biased? In place of that, our Salem Bidenites have said that to be admitted to the legal fraternity, the legal sorority, you don't need to take a bar exam as I just described. What you have to do is you have to do 675 hours of paid legal work.
So in other words, this means pushing the Soros agenda. That's essentially what this is going to mean, in your view, given that the legal industry, by and large, is totally co-opted by the left wing at this point in time, right?
Well, there's no question about it. And that was the reason for my Obama example.
All right. Okay, I understand. So they still have to pass the bar. But to get in the bar,
it's not a written exam.
Yeah.
It's one that is really very subjective in terms of the examiners.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits that are brought over it. And right now, the legal profession, of course, is silent about this. But you have to go into the basis for this, the Salem says it.
Okay.
It says because of the gaps in pass rates. Between those who were DEI protected people was lower than that for white males.
Oh, okay. So in other words, we need unqualified people who can't pass tests becoming your attorney. Great. This is going to be great. All right. This is going to be wonderful.
Oh, oh,
Okay.
We should, you know, my friend, we really shouldn't be surprised, because what we're seeing here in Oregon is what will happen if Biden is reelected, and we're going to see it in more states. It is absolutely atrocious. Now, the thing is,
okay.
You'll have Bill, you'll have attorneys who will take an opposite type of approach, because the politics in the legal community is really extensive. And if you're actively practicing, my friend, you're not going to say boo.
Yeah, you're not going to come out against it, because you'll be killed, all right, by the other people, by the communists running.
Oh, you'll go ahead and you'll appear before a judge who is the left-leaning judge.
Okay, now let me ask here. The dumbing down of the legal fraternity in Oregon with getting rid of the written, you know, exam here to be admitted, and instead you go out there and you work for some nonprofit and you do 600-something hours of legal work, isn't this ultimately going to make the judges dumber and less qualified, Dr. Powers?
Well, I think it's what it's going to make is it's going to – the way that judges here in this state are elected is you're part of the party.
Mm-hmm.
The people who would like to be judges have to navigate a political spectrum that is very, at times, difficult.
But will they be dumber?
This.
Will they be dumber about the law, given the fact that they're going all DEI in the legal system in Oregon?
Well, one would hope, and one would really
hope is not going to get me a good defense attorney. You know?
Oh no, I understand that. But you see, what it really means is that the hope is that the qualifications for judges will be kept to a high standard. But you see, remember this, it's politicization. They run for office.
Yeah, I get it. They're still running for office. Okay, now here's the one. I'm going to touch the third rail, right? Because, you know, one of my things about the whole diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, means didn't earn it, okay? Did not earn it. You did not earn, you were not able to qualify under the existing rules, okay? Didn't earn it. And they're doing this in the medical schools right now. And I've even talked to people in the medical world, and they're kind of agreeing with me that in some ways it'll lead to more discrimination, because you're going to see it as someone who you figure got through DEI, and you're going to say, okay, give me the Asian surgeon. You know, see what I'm getting at? And I'm just wondering if it will end up having backfiring in a certain way. You know?
Well, but you see, you know, I agree with you. There will be backfiring. But, you know, my friend, the problem is that with the non-transparency of the media, they're not going to jump on it. You can see numbers of examples here in Oregon where we're able to sleuth things out.
Okay, well, okay, I'll redirect one more time on this, Counselor, because this is an amazing development in the Oregon legal world, okay, in which we say that you don't have to, you know, passing tests is hard, so we don't want lawyers to have to pass too many tests in Oregon, so we go with DEI rules with the bar instead. So is there a possibility that, I mean, can you pass the bar with the old way of doing it, with the written test, even though the state doesn't require it? Can you still do that?
I would really doubt that. It's not indicated as such, but as they munch through this, what's really important is the opening for non-qualified people that Soros can just go ahead with one of his non-profits.
I completely get it. I completely
and
get it. So you have political lackeys that are at the that are actually doing this, practicing law under the color of the fact that you're an idiot, but you have the right politics. Okay. What I'm asking though is that, is there a possibility that the good lawyers will end up being able to advertise and say, hey, by the way, I practiced and got into the bar the old-fashioned way. I earned it. Could you do that?
You know, the reason for this response is in looking at through the monthly Oregon State Bar Association magazine that comes out. I doubt if you'll see that, just because the fact that that person will be labeled as racist.
All right. Well, if I'm looking for a good attorney, I want an attorney who actually passed the written exam and knows their stuff. All right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so actually, could we then go out there and ask the lawyer, by the way, did you pass the law exam Yeah, the old-fashioned way, the tougher way, or did you slide in just because? Just because you had a pulse.
As a client, but you see, you can normally tell that because, I've had, for years, I had clients coming in my office and referrals. There's a lot of ways that clients are obtained. Mm-hmm. And in the old days, up until May of 2024, everyone who was practicing, you could just tell by their specialty, the recommendation, and also in terms of how long they've been in Oregon practicing law. But you see, now that the game is changing, but again, it's a DEI type of thing that is absolutely insane. Hmm. I mean, it goes in terms of the fact that you have magic mushroom service centers in Ashland.
Hey, we'll talk about it here in just a minute. So the bottom line is that the future lawyers being churned out in Oregon, we know essentially this is how they're going to defend crime. All right. So there's the criminal in front of the judge, who hopefully did not go through the same bar situation that the DEI people came through. Said, "Your Honor, this person is obviously innocent because he, she, or they, whatever, depending on the pronouns that are preferred, they are a person of color, and you must find people, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you must find them not guilty." Is that the kind of world that we'll have under DEI attorneys?
The answer is you will probably hear, well, actually, we won't hear it, but yes, it could happen. But much more importantly, is that what you're going to be having in terms of courtrooms is an ability of judges who are left-leaning to make decisions in different ways that will continue the agenda going for the Biden administration, for the Salem administration, and things like that. And you see, the part of the thing is that to answer your question, the best thing is let's take a look at the decriminalization of hard drugs. They decriminalized it, and then they found out that they had such problems, and we were all Oregon and Salem was a laughingstock of the country from friends of mine who are back east. I mean, if you think that New York City and back east looks at Oregon in a different thing with some of these legal enactions, they are just saying, have you guys been able to go ahead and finish, getting the hay out? And so what we saw there is going to be the same thing that's going to happen here on your questions when this starts coming in, and when you start running into these problems, then you're going to be seeing either one of two things. They'll talk about it. They'll study it. Salem will go ahead and then, of course, you'll have the non-transparent media that will take over from there.
Okay. So in other words, just watch out for the utter destruction of the legal system because the attorneys won't know crap. We'll have a lot of attorneys coming in that won't know crap, okay?
Yeah, but you see what's going to happen is that that's what we would feel. But the other side, the left that's running this state, is going to certainly be able to take steps PR-wise to go ahead and mute that feeling.
Well, look, we have so much diversity, equity, and inclusion, but no K. See, it's DEI, didn't earn it, but no K, knowledge. All right.
You know, Bill, one of the things that you really did a real service, my friend, to your listeners was when you said this. What's happening now is death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
You name it, and the way that you can go ahead and get your agenda in is by going ahead and bringing in these legal fronts on all sides.
Well, all I'm saying here, Doc, is that when it comes to seeking out attorneys, you're going to have to be very careful in the way you look at just the fact that you have a license to practice doesn't mean as much now. So it's really got to be careful.
The way that the consumer can do it, of course, is by going ahead and seeing how long they've been practicing in Oregon in a certain area.
Yeah, but this is not going to help new graduates, ultimately, because they're going to be suspect.
I got to tell you, when a person needs an attorney, I have a slightly different read on that.
Uh-huh.
They'll take whoever accepts their case if their case is weak.
Uh-huh. All right. I tell you, this is, I'm sorry it was so confusing and that I was so confused about this. So you can, you still have to pass the bar. They've made it easy to pass the bar. Essentially, they have bar exams that are coming out of a Cracker Jack box or whatever it is. You just pull it out. Here's a coupon. I'm DEI. Yeah, I didn't earn it, but and I have no knowledge, so you'll be perfect for the Soros Legal Army. All right. Doc, hang on. We'll continue because we haven't even talked. I didn't realize we were going to talk all this time about just trying to explain the latest abomination out of Salem. But remember, everyone's so happy. Everybody reached across the aisle and passed this, I'll bet. We'll be back. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair, an inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
When John and Dan Drake purchased Drake's Paint in 2005 from their fathers, all the Benjamin Moore paint and inventory came with it, of course. But the most valuable part of the transaction was the name handed down from their great-great-grandfather. The Drakes have been painters for generations, and they've built their reputation with integrity, respect, love, and hard work. Those qualities are alive today at your only locally owned paint store in Medford and Grants Pass. Drake's Paint and Supply, featuring America's best paint, Benjamin Moore.
The soil around your home is a lot like a sponge. It expands when it's wet and contracts when it's dry. Over time, all that movement can damage your foundation. Your house starts sending warning signs like cracks, uneven floors, and sticking doors and windows. TerraFirma can stop the cycle. Our experts will find the source of the problem and provide permanent solutions to make your foundation safe and solid again. So if you suspect your foundation has issues, don't wait for things to get worse. Call TerraFirma today for a free evaluation.
Are you adventure ready? Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products, featuring quality options for rooftop tents, racks, bumpers, winches, and recovery gear, LED lighting, dual battery systems, onboard compressors, cargo cases, coolers, and refrigerators. They also offer camp stoves, scuttles, fire pits, tables, and chairs, so you're prepared once you've reached your destination. Stop by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure.
News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Serna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. The Red Cross teamed up with Jackson County Fire District 3 for the Sound the Alarm event Saturday. Firefighters and Red Cross volunteers spent the afternoon installing free smoke alarms in homes throughout White City as part of the National Red Cross Home Fire Campaign. Claire Foster Dow, a senior disaster program manager for Red Cross, says about 7 people die every day due to house fires. She says helping her community be more prepared with the smoke alarms strikes deeply with her. Then Medford's Rotary Club held its annual Rotary Relays track meet at North Medford High School Saturday afternoon. Mark Bayless, a member of the Medford Rotary Club, says the track meet started in 1939, making this its 85th anniversary. He says the Rotary hosts this event for these kids to see them grow their skills. Then the Paranormal Cirque Horror Show is passing through Medford next weekend, and it's not for the faint of heart. With their spooky displays and twisted tricks, you're sure to be both shocked and amazed. It'll be stationed at the Rogue Valley Mall April 12th through 15th. Buy tickets in advance on their website, paranormalcirque.com. The show is for mature audiences. For local news anytime, head on over to our website, KOBI5.com, or our Facebook, KOBI-TV-NBC5. That's a look at your morning headlines for NBC5 News. I'm Natalie Serna.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Powers here in just a moment. And diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? You know, now that it has infected the legal world here in the state of Oregon. By the way, Oregon is the only state doing this right now. And, of course, all wonderful ideas spread out to the rest of the country from Oregon and California and Washington, that sort of thing. I'm sure this will be a growth industry. We'll talk about how that's affecting some of the issues here in Southwest Oregon here in just a moment, okay? Now, given the fact that we have liberal economics in charge of things, I'm looking at the price of gold this morning, $23.30. Yep, it is... Mr. Market definitely saying that central banks are demanding gold. A lot of big interests are demanding gold. Maybe you should be demanding that you get some gold, too, because the cat seems to be out of the bag that they're not really going to get control of the spending, just my personal opinion. But I think Mr. Gold has a way of reflecting that ultimately. Sometimes it's a little slow with the reaction, but finally they're saying, yep, they're going to keep spending. Make sure and either sell out at this great price if you were thinking this is a great time to take a profit. If you have scrap gold, scrap silver, collectible banknotes, and so much more, take it to my friends Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Call for your appointment, by the way, 482-3715. But I'm a big fan of talking about having some physical gold and silver outside of this. By the way, silver... Where did silver go? I forgot about that. Oh, man, silver's been on the tear. Been up about 1% or 2% a day for these last few trading days. So silver's finally joining the hot precious metal commodity market at the moment, all right? So whether you're looking to sell at these current valuations or continuing to just add to your collection, talk to the recognized experts, Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers. You know, gold and silver, it's not just for Scrooge McDuck, okay? 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. JAustinBrokers.com, FortuneReserve.com, too.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Well, you know, a doorless Tobin's Paws, we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friend.
Lamont here from Orly Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orly Stoves and Spas. Orly's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orly's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on splash around above ground pools and accessories. Orly's is Southern Oregon's largest cow spa dealer with over 55 spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orly's Soaps and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford, 541-779-5340.
Thank you for nominating nearly 1,000 businesses for this year's Best of Southern Oregon contest, presented by Dusty's Transmissions and Bi-Coastal Media. Voting begins on Wednesday, April 10th at noon. Meanwhile, Bi-Coastal Media invites you to check out the winners of last year's contest at bestofsouthernoregon.com. Browse nearly 200 categories to see the best suppliers of goods and services. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com and look forward to voting for this year's nominees starting Wednesday, April 10th at noon.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Dr. Dennis Powers, and we're continuing to talk about DEI in the legal system here because Oregon has said that you still have to pass the bar, but they're making it really easy to pass the bar.
Bill, let me clarify that. When with the PR that came out, it just, the PR is saying, no bar exam required to practice law in Oregon.
Okay.
Oregon law students won't be required to take bar exam. And it goes all the way through. It's an alternative. You can still take, there's two routes. You can still do the old-fashioned bar exam routine, but I can't see where law students are going to go ahead with the stress that I saw when I was taking the bar exam here in Oregon at the ripe age of 50.
You're figuring that the new graduates are going to take the easy way out. They're going to have the dumb law degree or the dumb law license, right?
They will, but there's a way that they're... No, we're all speculating because we haven't seen what's happened. This is going to take effect in May.
But well, if you're allowing a lower standard, the lower standard will wash out the high standard people. You know that. You do understand,
well,
right?
I think those are the arguments, but once the left wing media gets this, they're going to say things like the Oregon bar exam alternative will gain momentum, and it's one of those things.
Yeah,
where,
like a snowball rolling straight into hell. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
it'll gain momentum,
and you see,
all right.
You know? I will let you know that I never had any problems, with bar exams, just because I would really study and I'd look at it as a way of learning.
Yeah,
about
I know, but the problem here, Doc, and I'm sorry to needle you on
thing.
This one, but I know
that's
that tests are hard, and having to pass tests is racist. Okay, it's like, oh my gosh, pretty soon it's going to be. Yeah, let me get now. Here's a question my friend Ed sent me. Okay, Mr. X. He says, "Bill, as to not having to pass the bar, it's important to look at the longer term effects of judges entering the judicial system. This becomes the absolute destruction of our way of life by destroying the historical legal reliance on precedent." What would you say to Ed's question and concern about that with the DEI people coming through who will then become DEI judges?
Well, I would go ahead and first of all say hello to Ed and my best to you, Mr. X. The second thing is that there are a lot of problems that can happen if this gains momentum, if other states, which I doubt is going to happen in Republican and independent-led states, but for the far left, they're trying to really hold on to power in their states. This will be perfect for them to go with.
So this will then increase the left-wing control of the judiciary in Oregon, most likely. Because
it's already there. But you see, if I was an active practicing attorney here, as I once was, I would not be able to really go on record as saying that.
Interesting. Now, let me ask.
You just won't.
You won't. So you're not going to get an attorney to tell the truth about this. They're not going to tell you the truth except in private, right?
It's hard to say, but there are few that will go ahead and say that because they don't care. But I've seen enough situations involving this bar, which is the regulatory agency that looks over all attorneys who are practicing in Oregon, and I have seen the way that they can go ahead and they try to handle things with a blind eye, but I'm not so sure that always happens.
Now, I do know that the state of Oregon has changed the rules in which you don't need to have to be a citizen in order to have many of these professional licenses. Does this include being a lawyer? You know?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, there's still got to be some way of sifting through those that say, I want to be a lawyer and practice in the court.
Well, I am a lawyer. I say I am. is that the kind of legal system we're going to have? Because I say I am. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Right. And you see, but when we take a look at what's happening throughout with the death by a thousand cuts, with all the different things that are happening here and the way that they're using, the far left is using the legal system to destroy a presidential candidate right now so they can keep their control of power.
And yet the sad part about it is, Doctor, is that when you see people like that have been doing the Georgia case and things, we're looking at some pretty dumb people. I mean, genuinely dim bulbs, arguably.
Yeah, but you see, part of it is that they can come across that way because, I was at enough conferences with judges, with people on or attorneys on the other side, and it could be an informal manner or it could be very contentious, depending on how emotionally controlled the other side's attorney was. But the reason for bringing that up is that what you have is this emotional side that always comes in, and the politics is always there because I can see at a cocktail mixer a far-left person going up to a judge and just saying, you know, we really like what you're doing. We could really support you in the upcoming election. And that's all they're going to say.
In other words, it's the secret handshake, so to speak, right?
Oh, it's the good old girls network.
Mm-hmm. All right, got it. How has DEI affected some of our city's responses to challenges? Now you're in the People's Republic of Ashland. I'm kind of curious how that's been working out there as of late. Okay.
Well, that is really funny. Well, first of all, what I have to say, you know, for yourself and all of your listeners, is that the Ashland Chronicle by David Runkel, R-U-N-K-E-L, is the underground online reporter and newspaper that you can rely on for actual information, because you're not going to get it from anywhere else.
Interesting.
And as one example, and that really is, that's the Ashland Chronicle. I can go in on the net and take a look at different articles, and then I can go to Ashland News and see how they're reporting on the same issue, and I can kind of start seeing what is happening on there for my own opinion. But for example, my friend, if we look at when David Runkel broke out actually just a week ago about the state wants the city to return homeless grant funds when the city closed and was closing the 24/7 homeless shelter on Ashland Street this coming Monday. At the same time, you had the release of this information to Ashland News, which was the fact that there was a 30,000 DEI study on the city state's workplace culture. And then you had...
Okay. I want to be clear that there was a diversity, equity, and inclusion study for the City of Ashland's workforce, right? The government
complete
force.
Complete workforce.
Okay.
$30,000, and they had to have known what was there, because guess whom they brought in?
Kathy Shaw?
The city councilors sat down with the Ashland Parks and Recreation Commissioners. That is Lithia Park. That is the golf course. That is all these things that the city councilors have been really reigning in control for the last year. And in that report, which hit the news, rather than the actual mistakes made by this city on the homeless shelter at 2200 Ashland Street, and you can see the article by David Runkel on that, that in this report that was discussed by the city council on that Monday, that was a week ago, that there was, quote, a high incidence of microaggression against women. And that hit the news.
Oh, come on.
I'm
even having women that are writing me these days that are saying that their eyes are glazing over when they hear the term microaggression towards women.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
I will go ahead and tell you, because there's even more to it on this one, my friend. The report, quote unquote, found not only a high incidence of microaggression against women.
Microaggression means no aggression. Okay. You know, this is like DEI, didn't earn it. Same sort of thing. You know, talk to me about real aggression, doctor.
Okay.
When there's a problem.
We'll continue.
Yeah.
And this is quoting, not from the Ashland Chronicle. And to a lesser extent, quote, those identifying, and I didn't even know that this was even a term, LGBTQIA, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and or questioning, intersex, asexual, and those with disabilities. At the close of the presentation, this person that was going into detailed initiatives the city has taken on to improve. Now, let me tell you what happened then. Last Tuesday at Lithia Park at their headquarters, there was a massive meeting with the staff of the Ashland Parks and Recreation Commission and Lithia Park with the city council members. And I will guarantee you that when I went through and because I, you know, I do my power walks at different times at Lithia Park, and I saw this, and I kept my ears open. Lithia Park has really not kept up its maintenance ever since the control by the city council, which is leftist, and they have been using funds. And of course, they'll be upset of my term using funds, but they have adopted funds from the Parks and Recreation Foundation, and I believe that that went into their fundraising for the Butler Fountain in Lithia Park. In other words, there have been a lot of changes, and I will also let you know that there were different managers that up to about a year ago left that I knew personally once this movement started underway.
All right. Are the inmates in in charge of the asylum right now, Doc?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
And I think that
it, but you can't read it.
Okay. And so Ashland Chronicle is where you're saying that the best coverage is going on right now, David Runkle's place?
Absolutely.
Okay, is it ashlandchronicle.org.com? Just tell us where it is. I'm almost out of time.
Just Google the Ashland Chronicle, David Runkle, and you'll get to it. But, you know, Bill, he shows the same courage that you do. And I've got to support those that show courage in this state.
All right.
And this region.
You know, we haven't even talked about the history this week. We'll defer that till next week because there's just been too much in the present that is just going crazy. But you have to agree, though, ultimately, diversity, equity, and inclusion infecting the attorney's world is not going to be a positive thing long term. Would you agree with me at least on that much? You couldn't say so if you were practicing. I know. I get that.
Oh, I don't see it as anything other than a DEI alternative that will end up in this state, like we had with the decriminalization.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, the final question I would have, and I agree with you, decriminalization of drugs, it's all that same kind of thing. Would you agree, though, that you would still be able to ask an attorney if you passed the bar the old way? There's nothing that would stop you from doing that, correct?
Oh, as a client?
As a client.
I can do my interviews. You better believe it.
Okay, all right.
They
so
should do it.
That is the self-defense against bad lawyering, okay? Thank
you. The problem is that we could do that another time on the best defense against bad lawyering, because there are things that you need to do as a client, and I wrote a book about that. But in any event, Bill, I always send you my best because you're standing tall, my brother.
Thank you, my friend. I always appreciate your analysis, and thanks for digging into the weeds on the legal world, because it's a big deal, okay? Thanks for the call, all right? Thank you, doctor. It is 8:55 and change.
When concrete around your home sinks, it's never pretty, and it's usually not safe either. Terra Firma has the solution. We can inject safe, expanding foam through a hole smaller than a dime and lift existing concrete sidewalks, steps, patios, and more. Best of all, there's no mess, and you can walk or drive on the repair in just 15 minutes. So for a solution to sinking concrete at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, call Terra Firma for a safe, clean concrete repair.
Do you have an electrical checklist that needs to be completed? Call Completed Electric Plus. Need an exterior all-weather plug-in installed? Completed. A motion sensor light in your entry, pantry, or laundry room? Completed. Too many appliances tripping your breaker? Completed. RV outlet on the side of the house? Completed. Electrical jobs around the house get completed quickly, expertly, and affordably with licensed techs from Completed Electric Plus. Specializing in small, residential electrical jobs. Call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit them at Completed Electric Plus.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hi, I'm Steve Potter, body shop manager of Lithia Body and Paint, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Another email of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. And I'm going to give one to Matt. Matt writes this morning, Bill, I support Trump's take on abortion and IVF. The left took years to get abortion rights. It won't be totally defeated overnight. It took 50 years to undo Roe v. Wade, and I can see a day where minds will be changed, but bit by bit. The science of seeing a baby earlier and earlier in the womb played a huge role. This is why many radio personalities are supporting getting pregnant women an ultrasound. Once they see there is actually a baby in there, they are less likely to go ahead with the abortion. On the political side, we have to win elections in order to make future changes. The abortion issue is itself preventing those wins. I know patience is hard to come by, but we have to see the future while taking care of today. I have some very good friends who were unable to have a baby, and they used IVF to make that happen. They're terrific parents. There can be some laws passed to manage the process, but I don't want to see it go away. And by the way, great interview with Scott Walter on the dark money issue. I feel like I understand it better myself. Have a great week. Matt, I appreciate you writing the email bill at BillMeyerShow.com. We'll get those podcasts up here in just a few minutes so you can hear the Arabella interview with Scott Walter and a whole bunch more on that talk with Dr. Powers. We'll catch you tomorrow on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. See you then.